A new 72-hour ceasefire between Hamas and Israel has come into effect in the Gaza Strip. Hamas chief Khalid Meshaal says the truce helps ensure successful negotiations and ease the delivery of humanitarian aid to the Strip. He said a durable truce must include the lifting of the Gaza blockade. Turkey's Supreme Election Council declares Prime Minister Erdogan the winner of the presidential election. Erdogan has won the top post with more than 52% of the vote. The main opposition candidate, Ekmeleddin Esenoglu, has conceded defeat. The Iraqi Prime Minister has threatened legal action against the country's new president for, quote, violating the constitution for the sake of political goals. Nouri al-Maliki says he's determined to file a complaint against Fuad Masum for his failure to name a premier from the country's largest parliamentary bloc by Sunday's deadline. Kurdish fighters have recaptured a couple of towns in northern Iraq from ISIL militants. Officials in Mosul say that Peshmerga forces have managed to drive Takfiri terrorists out of Gwer and Mahmur in Nineveh province. Kurdish media have highlighted the significant role of Iranian forces in the Iraqi army in liberating the areas. U.S.-led airstrikes in Afghanistan south and east have left at least 26 people dead. A drone attack in the eastern Angarhar province killed at least 5 people. Earlier, another strike in the southern Helmand province claimed at least 21 lives. Bahraini people have held a demonstration against Saudi Arabia's crackdown on its Shia population. Protesters in Sitra have also showed solidarity with the Saudi Shia cleric Sheikh Nimr al-Nim. A court in the Saudi capital Riyadh recently handed down the death penalty to the cleric. An Iranian passenger plane has crashed shortly after taking off from the capital Tehran, killing 39 people and injuring 9. The aircraft, operated by Sepahan Airlines, was destined for the eastern desert city of Tabas. Aviation authorities have cited engine failure as the cause of the crash. And fighting rages on in the Ukrainian city of Donetsk as government forces close in on the eastern stronghold of pro-Russian militias. Kiev says that it will stop the march only if the pro-Russian forces surrender, but the pro-Russians say talks on a possible ceasefire could only begin if the Ukrainian army withdraws.